And so we'll release those to you as they come out. We'll embed them in the How We Work description on our team page as well. All right, number three, 12-2, kickoff feedback. Josh, thanks for leading the charge. I thought you did a good job of emceeing and sort of adding color commentary in between. I thought the screenshots definitely helped. There were a bunch that did not have them. I was wondering why. Is it just because we're not there yet on many of these? Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, some the commentary, I don't know, or Nicole added that. Yeah, many of the issues were saying we're going to do UX front end and back end in the same iteration, so it hasn't started. And in some, they're like, I can think of a number where there just aren't appropriate screenshots, or at least there weren't screenshots or mockups created in advance.
Okay.
For the purposes of front end working on it, because front end was going to work on it without a mockup.
Okay. I'd love to get to where we're a bit ahead so that we'll have more of these earlier, and hopefully the customer discovery flow will get us further ahead on that.
In my case, some of the features also just have no UX component.
Yep.
As a no UI component that could be screenshotted. It's
understood. Yeah. I don't expect everyone. I mean, use your judgment. If it doesn't need it, fine. But where we do need design, it'd be great to get at least a month ahead, so that as we roll into dev, we have that to offer them.
Scott, just a quick question to you. How do you feel about presenting like balsamic or super lo-fi mockups on the kickoff call?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Because that could be an option too for PMs that are waiting for UX to work in the same sprint. And I know that Plan's done a pretty good job, at least in the past, of kind of running ahead of UX and saying like, hey, this is kind of what I think I want this to look like before spinning UX cycles on making a more hi-fi mockup. So.
If you think it does a better job of describing it than the issue itself, then use it.
I think in some cases, like a picture can be worth 1,000 words. I mean, absolutely. No matter how many words you throw at something, for example, one of my things that I reported on for the release, the kickoff meeting was expanding the epic view in the roadmap. And like, those are basically just a bunch of buzzwords put together that you're like, okay, what does that mean? Expand epic in a row. And I literally thought on that one for like 20 minutes saying, how do I make this issue title like more descriptive for customer value? And it just came down to like, that is the functionality we're adding. What does that mean? Oh, here's the screenshot. You can see that we're going to add a dropdown. You can see the issues and children epics that are attached to that epic. And in that case, like I was like, I'm so thankful I have a screenshot, even though that one is actually not a hi-fi mockup. It's more lo-fi. It was a little bit pieced together. So, I think like in general, there's a lot more value if we can show something like that. Product managers, you can consider that. You should feel free that you're empowered to take a tool that you're comfortable with, even if it might even be just like Google Slides, and make something. That gets you at least a part of the way there in terms of what you want the experience to look like.
Yep. Perfect. 3C, I thought the talk track shifted. It was definitely more problem focused. I noticed a number of speakers really trying to zero in on that, which is perfect. Some of them could have been more problem focused, I thought. So just keep considering that as you, it's important to be able to pitch these things in ways that people that aren't close to it can understand. And so just think about that. How do I explain this to someone who's cold, who doesn't know a darn thing about this? Why should they care? That getting that crystal in your thinking is going to be important no matter what. So it's time well spent.
Hey, Scott, this is Karina. Just to add to that, if you don't mind. Yep. I think this has always been a challenge in product, even before I've joined GitLab. For many people is how to get there on some of this terminology when those of us have deep technical background. So my thought would be, is there a way that you can start sharing, or applauding good examples of this so that the product team can start to kind of ruminate on this and develop that skill if we're not there yet?
Yeah, I thought Luca's were very well framed up. Those those two popped out at me as, yeah, that's the problem we're trying to solve. Check those out. I'll look through for some other examples. Thank you for the suggestion. All right, 3D, we went long. we just have a ton of speakers, which I love that that lots of people get a chance to speak. So I'm good with that, but we're gonna have to limit the number of items probably. So it looks like there's some other ideas in here, perhaps themes. Yeah, I mean, if there are some that relate to each other, you could tell a story. Hey, we're trying to improve this, and then A, B, and C tie back to it. I think it's okay to be pretty brief in your description as long as you're hitting what it is. And if somebody's really interested, they can dive deep. Thematic is a good idea. Recorded video, if you really want to go deep, maybe it's technically complex. That's a great idea. And then you can just cover the customer value at a high level and leave the detail to the video. Watch statistics. I think Josh looked this up last time. I think he said there were 1,000. Oh, there we go. Kenny's putting them in. So somewhere between 500 and 1,000.
To kind of add to the time, just a feedback, I was timing myself this time and I had two features listed and I hit 3 minutes and 14 seconds, obviously could shorten that. So when we talk about, you know, I think somebody mentioned doing two or coupling it down. It's interesting that I landed there with the two that I chose.
Yeah, that feels about average, but we've had how many speakers? We'll probably have to be a couple minutes max per person.
I mean, Eric pointed this out in the next line. I do think we are due for a rethink of how we're doing the kickoff, because we're going to have next month, we're going to have 25 people trying to give content. And even at 2 minutes, you're already gone. So
yeah, maybe we expand it.
I will give a shout out for Jason. I know because he's on paternity leave, created a video, but I think the original intent of the kickoff was actually just, as a company, we had a retrospective and a kickoff, a retrospective immediately followed by a kickoff, and we just decided to post that on YouTube. We now post a whole bunch of content on YouTube. So just having what you would normally do for your kind of like grooming or kickoff within your individual group posted to YouTube, and us maybe having a specific channel for people who wanted to follow it. Anyway, we should discuss it in an issue and come up with something, I do think, prior to next release kickoff.
Just to evaluate alternatives to the format?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, even if we said every person has 1 minute, I feel like we're doing a disservice because we're now highlighting much less because we feel like we have a time constraint and need to keep it into one synchronous 30-minute block when there's really need to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, plus one to the revamping it, I think. I think we're trying to, it's like, it's got so many jobs right now that we're not doing a good job at any particular one of them. I think gut feel is the most important customers are internal, and it's just like communicating internally about, because like, if people attend that thing, man. We had like 50 people on the Zoom call alone, not even considering YouTube. And people were asking about where, you know, what happened to YouTube link and things like that. So it's well attended internally. I think they're just for alignment. Let alone the, you know, marketing value of like a sort of like a release. I mean, for fictional customers, it kind of feels like you're better off having like a webinar or live stream on the release day or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Maybe the externally focused one would be more about what we just shipped.
There was a webinar that used to happen called Release Radar. I think I participated in a couple of those, like three of them back to back, and they were pretty poorly attended from what my experience was. And I think they actually got ended by the product marketing team for that reason. I'm sure someone from that team could actually give feedback. But I think one thing about the time limit is it's really hard to motivate problems, particularly like in a short amount of time, particularly when they're very technical. Like as product categories grow in maturity and sophistication, like the problems become more and more specific that we're solving. And so motivating those specific reasons and why we're going after like this specific tiny piece of a very mature category, it's hard to do in 30 seconds in a way that makes sense. So if totally we're wanting agree. To do that better, that's going to put more and more pressure on like communicating a reasonable number of items, I think.
Okay. Thank you all for the feedback. I like the idea of creating an issue and perhaps tweaking the format before next month. I also like the idea of asking internal and external constituents what they like or don't like about the format.
Yeah, just one final thought on that. Like, I love that it's a half an hour. I'd almost even like pick particular categories over lengthening the time as an example, just because I had a feeling that if you want to watch it consistently, it's got to be in that block. But that's just me. Uh-huh. So like if other customers are saying they would like the larger block, then that's the right way to go. So that's where I'd love to get feedback in some fashion to say, okay, you know, here's how we should change it. But we clearly have gone breadth-wise, we've gone so much broader that it's going to be hard to cover all those topics in a quick amount. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Kenny, for starting the issue. James, over to you for number four.
Yeah, I just thought I'd share this. I think many on this call haven't heard Mark Punspach speak about product discovery sprints, but he advocated for this quite a number of times previously from his experience running these at a prior company. So the idea is kind of different to a UX discovery sprint. I think Fabian linked one of the books about that where it's really focused on UX iteration and research. The product discovery sprint is more focused on kind of like actually building something and iterating on something that's